Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Aalto Working Group meeting. Blue sheets are circulating. We have two note takers. Are you taking notes yet? Thank you. So we have two. We need someone to monitor the Jabber room. Thanks, Ted. We have support. We have Mitico support today. We have a remote presenter, so you can very well join in the chat in Mitico. Join the chat in Mitico. So, not well, please. Not well. It basically says that whatever you say here is considered a contribution, and contributions are ruled by IETF IPR rules. If you haven't read the documents, read the documents. The agenda for today, we have 1 hour. We will focus on closing the latest and hopefully last issues with the protocol document that went through a working group last call and got a review from our ED. It's in good shape. Then we have two presentations that are related, correlated, you know, about server discovery, and two about cost schedule and multicost. And then, if time permits, a presentation about possible relation between Aalto and the working group that was a working group that's just been closed a decade. So, status, yeah. Requirements are not a staff of this working group anymore. They've been with us for like 4 years, but I don't think we will miss them. Lesson we learned with that document is if you ever have to do a requirements document, don't keep it a living document. That causes a lot of problems. Wikis, issue trackers, and
it
yes,
has
Mark.
An RFC number, isn't it?
Okay. I'm not updated. Well, it passed out 44, so either is an RSC or soon will become one. Number has been assigned yet. The protocol is on straight on ISG. We had an interop event, the second one. We called it a success. Now, I think Vijay will spend a few words about it. And we also have the last delivery of the deliverable of this working group that is ready to go to move forward, this survey discovery document. And afterwards, we will discuss what to do with this working group. Probably we can consider closing as the working group as an option. Martin.
It has a number. It's RFC 6, 7, or 8.
Thank you, Mr.
You scared me to death.
Well, when they get in the RFC editor queues, chairs really can forget about them. So, yeah.
Okay, so we had the second Aalto interoperability on Monday. And we had 4 servers, 2 clients, 21 cases, and a whole lot of fun. This time around, nobody brought any beer like they did at the last time. I think Eric Berger was not around, so. I think we had beer. So anyway, we updated the draft, the test cases, to make them compliant to 13. And we had essentially 4 servers, 2 clients, so that resulted in 8 pairings. And as you can see, we had pretty good percentage of test cases being passed. The pairings that you see with the lowest percentages, some test cases failed due to absence of map retag, which is something that needs to be respecified in the protocol document. Essentially, the idea is that if the server sends a response and the response includes a PID, then map VTag is mandatory, not optional. But right now in the grammar for the responses, it's listed as optional. There is some text that says exactly what I said a second ago, but if somebody just looks at the grammar, it appears to be optional. And there were some hints, you know, we've been debating on the list whether we should provide some hints for implementers and where these hints should go. My personal view is that I think we shouldn't put these in the protocol document, but a companion document, and a good companion document is a test cases document. Have a section that talks about implementation gotchas and other information that might be of interest to implementers. So that's it. Let's go ahead and start with the rest of the show.